Good morning, people. This is your cosmic curator, Tom Yaroshuk, with a look at the stars for the week of June 8th and the days ahead. Well, folks, that day begins with the moon in Gemini. What a good day to communicate, transact, and think about stuff. You may find it takes an hour to walk to the post office because there are so many neighbors you stop and talk to. A Gemini moon is very neighborly, and probably more than any other lunar placement, likes to talk, and in less evolved types, loves to gossip. But what a week we have coming up. Well, it could feel downright schizophrenic. That's because of a major energy shift. We begin the week with five planets in the fixed Earth sign of Taurus, the bull. Taurus is patient, steadfast, even stubborn, and very creative, a real lover of life, art, beauty, food, love, all the good stuff, as it's ruled by Venus. Now, with five planets in Taurus, it's akin to having five different kinds of energy screaming for attention. There's Uranus, the great wild card that just entered Taurus, Jupiter, the planet of optimism, luck, and excess, Mercury, the planet of the rational mind, the sun, which is our higher self, career, bosses, and our sense of purpose and duty, and Venus, the planet that's all about love, romance, art, and beauty. Now, when you have that many planets in one sign, there's a five-way tug of war. Venus is at home here, so the planet of the good stuff may win out, but it could pull Jupiter into spending too much on stuff, whether it's a new piece of furniture, an evening out at a fancy restaurant, a vacation, or a piece of art, all done on impulse. Now, that could be tampered down with Saturn, the reality check planet that is serious and sober, squaring the Sun and Venus from Aquarius, the fixed air sign. The Saturn square puts the brakes on, but not for long, because the Venus and Sun will slip away. That's when the week gets really interesting. By the end of the week, the Sun, Mercury, and Venus say adios to Taurus and move into Gemini. Oh, what a sign. Gemini wants to play, to have fun, to flirt and float around. It's highly social. Venus and Gemini will want to hang out at a lobster boil, catch up with friends. And the sun here puts the mind in a playful mood. The garden is good to go, and now it's time to fire up the barbecue and have some friends over. Mercury will make communication, travel, and connecting easy. Well, not just easy, it's what's on your mind. You will likely be out there in circulation. Now, and the difference between Taurus and Scorpio is pretty dramatic. Taurus likes to stay close to home, is somewhat quiet, introverted, focused on getting things done, like making a painting, a poem, a short story, or beautifying the home. With a shift to Gemini, it's time to enjoy life in a most social manner. And why not? It's summertime. And here in the Penobscot, that means a delightful temperature and cooling sea breezes with no storms ahead. The thunderstorms will come in a couple of weeks when July rolls in. So to summarize, the week starts with a circus in Taurus, and by week's end, the circus has moved to Gemini. Now, elsewhere in the sky, Mars, the warrior planet, is in the cardinal fire sign of Aries. Mars in Aries energizes to everything it touches to get things done, to forge ahead and go for complete victory. But there's a twist here. Mars is being activated by a square from Pluto, the planet of transformation. And transformation in a Plutonian sense often, but not always, is rather destructive. To clean house and then let something brand new emerge. Now, in some area of your life, you may feel a complete breakdown in order to rebuild. That's just Mars and Pluto doing their thing. And when Mars is under the transformative energy of Pluto, it often speaks to one's personal sense of power or ambition. Mars puts itself first But Pluto redirects that. It often applies defeat, failure, loss, maybe frustration to redirect the Mars energy to compassion. It prunes the branches of one's ego and self-centeredness. Not to worry, it's just the universe asserting the value of putting the needs of others ahead of your own. Or stated another way, good old-fashioned love. Well, that's it for this edition of The Cosmic Curator. See you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill or streaming around the globe at WERU.org. And remember the cosmic disclaimer, it's the wise person that rules their stars, a fool that is ruled by them. That's it for now. Over and out.